This is a Fox News alert. Migrants found dead in an 18-wheeler. I'm Lee Silasera. Border Patrol tells Fox News at least 46 bodies found in the back of the truck and more than a dozen taken to a hospital. It happened in San Antonio.
San Antonio police have yet to confirm, but Texas Representative Tony Gonzalez, a Republican, tweeting, suggesting the deceased were abandoned on a day it was 102 degrees. Local media reporting the truck was next to railroad tracks in the city's Southwest Side neighborhood. Photos shared to social media show multiple police vehicles and ambulances responding to the scene.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Three people are dead, more than a dozen hurt after an Amtrak train traveling from Los Angeles to Chicago hit a dump truck and derailed in a rural area of Missouri. The National Transportation Safety Board is sending a team to investigate the crash. The Supreme Court sides with a high school football coach who was fired over prayers on the field after games.
Writing for the majority, Justice Gorsuch summed it up this way, quote, "A government entity sought to punish an individual for engaging in a brief, quiet, personal religious observance, doubly protected by the free exercise and free speech clauses of the First Amendment. And the only meaningful justification the government offered for its reprisal rested on a mistaken view that it had a duty to ferret out and suppress religious observances even as it allows comparable secular speech." The dissent, written by Justice Sotomayor and joined by Justices Breyer and Kagan, argues the majority's decision will, quote, "force states to entangle themselves with religion."
Fox's Shannon Bream. Abortion bans in Louisiana and Utah have been temporarily blocked, while a South Carolina law severely restricting abortions will take effect immediately after the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A baby girl in Georgia has become the latest statistic in the nation's overdose crisis.
A 15-month-old girl died Saturday at a hospital in Augusta, Georgia. That from police after the baby was somehow exposed to several drugs, including fentanyl and other opiates, in her system. We're told the baby was being cared for at the time by a babysitter. The investigation is ongoing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates almost 108,000 people died of overdose deaths in 2021 from opioids and synthetic opioids like fentanyl that the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency says come from China and Mexico. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
One of the 24 women who accused former quarterback Deshaun Watson of sexual assault has sued the Houston Texans, claiming the organization turned a blind eye to his behavior instead of trying to stop him. Watson, who was later traded to the Cleveland Browns, has denied any wrongdoing and has vowed to clear his name. Watson's facing discipline from the NFL over the allegations. U.S. government forecasters are watching three spots in the tropics that could develop into cyclones in the Atlantic Basin.
The National Hurricane Center in Miami has its attention turned to three different low-pressure systems that are close to North America. Systems off the Texas coast and the Lesser Antilles are thought to have low chances of tropical development, but a third area north of Venezuela, leading up to the Caribbean, has a high chance of growing into a cyclone within a couple of days. No watches or warnings are posted. Forecasters believe this summer will bring much tropical storm activity. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A judge has ruled New York City can't let non-citizens vote for mayor and other city officials. The city's law department issued a statement saying it's disappointed in the court ruling. For people who value bringing in thousands more New Yorkers into the democratic process and is considering next steps. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.